Jesus, our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. The mountains are Jesus. Let's just give him some glory. Put those hands together for Jesus. Amen. praise you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of praise. Amen. Why don't we sing that song, We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise?
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer up to you the sacrifice of joy.
Once again now.
Oh, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer up to you the sacrifice of joy.
Once again now with all your hearts.
Oh, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer up to you sacrifice of joy.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. We just welcome you to the house of the Lord and just pray that you'll just join with us in worship to give God the glory. Amen. If you're joining by way of the internet, just create that atmosphere, and I believe that God can touch you and reach you wherever you are. Amen. There's nothing like being in the actual presence in the house of God, but we know sometimes circumstances dictate it and we have to be home or away. So we just want you to feel welcome and join in with us. Amen. Let's sing that song, I'll Fly Away, O Glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Amen.
Oh, I'll fly away, O glory. I'll fly away in the morning. I'll not die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. And when the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. here by and by. I'll fly away. Listen now. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy should never end. I'll fly away. Well, I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. I'll not die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. First verse. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away. Glory to God. To a home on God's celestial shore. I'll be glad of that, amen. Oh, fly away. All together now. Well, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, glory, I'll fly away in the morning. I'll not die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Sing the chorus again. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. Die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Well, this old world will never hold me anymore, then I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration, and I've got my wedding garments on. Sing it again now. Well, this old world will never hold me anymore, and I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration. Glory. And I've got my wedding garments on. Sing it again now. Hold this old world can never hold me anymore, and I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration, yes, and I've got my wedding garments on. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Amen. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Why don't we sing one more before we change the service? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us in the precious name of Jesus. We have the victory. Sing it again now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before. In the precious name of my Jesus, we have the victory. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we change the order of the service? I'd like to sing that song just before we take the needs to the Lord.
fill my cup, Lord. How many need a filling tonight? Amen. Just want to come with an empty cup and just asking God to fill us up. Amen. Let's sing that song, Fill My Cup.
Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst.
Lift our hands and worship Him.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench His thirsting of my soul.
Needs. Have one from Brother Roger, who would like for us to pray for his granddaughter Jessica, who's in the hospital. Man, special needs. Let's remember that in prayer. Also, there's a testimony and a request from Brother Peter and Sister Rachel. Coffee. Miles Coffee had a bad fall and a concussion on Friday. We're thankful that the CT scan showed no further damage. And ask for your prayers for no effects from the concussion. Amen. Just remember that very special need in prayer. God would touch little Miles Coffee. Amen. Also, there's a testimony from Sister Christy. Says, I want to give the testimony. My meds are working. I have a sound mind with the power of the blood from our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Sister Christy. Amen. Appreciate that testimony. We also want to continue to remember Brother Anwar, as mentioned this morning in prayer. Remember our pastor in prayer as they're traveling, and that God would bring them safely back to our assembly. I would like for y'all to remember my father, Keith Brown, in prayer. He had an episode. His nose started bleeding just spontaneously, and they had a very hard time to get the bleeding to stop, and he lost a lot of blood, and they had to take him to the hospital. They were able to get the bleeding stopped, but he was feeling pretty weak from that. But y'all pray for my father that he would, God would give him a healing touch in his body. Amen. That's all the needs that we have at this time. Let's all stand. For any unspoken prayer requests, by uplifted hands, amen. God knows your needs. Hold that before your hearts. Brother Billy, would you come at this time and lead us in prayer? Amen.
Pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful to come into your presence once again, Lord. Every time we come, we have needs. There are people with needs. But Lord, we're thankful that we can bring them to you in faith, knowing that you can meet each one. And Lord, we're thankful for that. You see our efforts to create the right atmosphere. Pray that you would be pleased. That you would come as only you can. Thank you for the word this morning. Pray that you would bless your people in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Sister Molly has a special for us. While she's coming, why don't we sing that song, We've Got the Power.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, he cannot be defeated. We've got the power
once again now.
And we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Sister Molly, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. It feels good to be up here, look at your faces one more time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, God has been good to me. Traveled some rough road, but he never failed to let me know I was his.
Amen.
And no matter what, come or went, he was in control.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that.
God.
And you know what? That message of that prophet of this day for us,
amen,
is our strength if we can just rest in it, brother. I tell you. No, just pray for me as I try to sing. Let's try C. Oh, there's too many miles behind me. Yes, too many trials are through. And there's too tears helps me to remember that there's too much to gain for me to lose. Yes, too many sunsets lies behind the mountains.
Lies behind the mountains and too
Appreciate that special, Sister Molly. God bless you. Why don't we sing one more? I believe we have another special from Sister Sarah Coffey. I'd like to sing that song, Oh Lord, You're Beautiful. Just after we sing that, y'all can make your way forward.
Oh Lord, You're all I see, for when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds in me.
Sing it again now. Let's just raise our hands.
Oh Lord, You're beautiful. All I see, oh, when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds in me.
Amen, Sister Sarah.
Such a debt I owe, for I have been ransomed, and what a price You have paid for me, bought my liberty, freedom is my anthem, and let me not forget Your sacrifice. Every day recount the ways You've changed my life, and let my heart sing an endless song, and let it rise from a child forgiven, and let my life tell the story. Jesus, Lamb of God, such amazing love.
Here's my heart, it belongs to You. Let my gratitude overflow in praises. What a joy.
That beautiful song. Why don't we all stand, have our deacons come forward at this time. We'll take our evening offering. I'd like to sing that song, Light of the World. Stepped out in the dark. Do we know that one? Brother Tom, would you lead us in prayer? Let's just sing that song. Light of the world, you stepped down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore me. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Can we go up? Can we raise that up a little? King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all full of sin became poor. Let's sing with all of our hearts. Oh, here I am to worship. and I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross, and I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. Oh, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You are altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. As Brother Chisholm prepares to come forward, why don't we sing that one more time? As the ministry comes forward, amen. Let's just sing that once again with all of our hearts and give Him the glory, amen.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to worship. Yeah. Hallelujah. To me. Let's just bow our heads. Father, we thank you, O God, for being here again, Lord, before your precious people. Lord, may you bless us tonight, Lord, as we approach the Word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. While you stand, we'll grab our Bibles. Amen. We go into the Word of the Lord. We just appreciate the Lord tonight. Amen. I don't mean to hold you long. Amen. So I just won't look at that clock in the back. We just try to let the Lord give us wisdom. Amen. Realize that we are living in time bodies. And we just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate saints of fellowship this evening. It means a lot just to be with my dear brothers and sisters of a like faith that love the Lord. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord. Amen. While you're standing, we just go into the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. Normally, I've been traveling so much, ministering. Sometimes I don't write down where I minister a certain subject. So you forgive me if I rehearse. Amen. But I always know that the Word of God has no end. Amen. So we just love the Lord, and I'm sure if God speaks to our hearts tonight, if he give us this word tonight, I'm sure somebody needs it. Amen. You love the Lord? Amen. If you will, the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. Amen. The 17th verse. Amen. Verse 24. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people met him, for that they heard, faith cometh by hearing, that he had done this miracle. Now, they was talking about raising Lazarus from the dead. This has never happened before like this. So it attracted them. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceiving ye how ye prevail nothing, behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks
amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. And I love this. This brother working together in harmony without the Holy Ghost, but they are working together. No one trying to spearhead one over the other, but they working together in unity. But can you imagine a brother and a sister having the Holy Ghost, how they should be operating? Philip cometh and telleth Andrew. And again, Andrew and conjunction Philip telleth Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come, the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. Let's turn to one more scripture and we'll let you be seated. Philippians, the third chapter. Paul writes here, Philippians 3 and verse 10. That I may know him, that is to understand, to know him by revelation, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowshipping of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Let us just bow our heads again. Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Now sanctify it to our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Just a little quick thought by the help of the Lord. I hope it will be a blessing to you. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you all. Amen. I'm not intending to hold you long, but I just want to deal with a little thought. And like I said, I don't know if I ministered here before. But my thought tonight is, sirs, we would see Jesus. And how this message came along to me, amen, I was telling Brother Mark, amen, a little things that took place in my life for us to ministry. But how this message came along, 2013, we was at our church. It was on a Friday night, and we had prayer. Amen. How many thank God for prayer? Amen. Dedication. Amen. Really sincere prayer. And in my heart, I want more of God. And in my heart, I believe that this message is thus saith the Lord. I believe that this message is not just quotes and books and tape, but I believe that this message brings a reality. I believe that this message is Christ. And I believe that this message will get the job done. Amen. If you ever need love in your heart, get Christ. Amen. The revealed word of the hour. So I was at church that Friday, and I thank God. How many of you have the Lord to speak to you? You know, I'm happy to know that we're living in a time, perilous time, and when God could speak, amen, to you, amen, in the hour that we're living in now, you ought to be grateful. Amen. You know, I was telling Brother Mark and Brother Andrew, I was just telling them that, you know, my family is six. Three boys and three girls. But, you know, it would be a sad thing if I was always just talk to one of my son and never, ever speak to the rest of them, just like they're not there. You know, and I'm happy to know that I believe that I belong to God. I believe that I'm his child. So I'm happy that I have an ear that I can hear in a dark hour as now, because we are living in perilous time. And there are so many spirits out there today, amen. And that's why you need a good shepherd, amen, to lead you and to guide you in the right direction, amen. Why there had to be shepherd, amen. You ought to be thankful tonight that God, amen, give you, put a shepherd over you to watch over your soul and to lead you in the right direction. You ought to be grateful tonight. You ought to give the Lord a round of applause, amen. Amen. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. Oh, you're blessed. And I was praying one Friday night, 2013, I was praying and had no idea what was getting ready to happen. And on my knees, I was just praying. And the Lord spoke to me and he says, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. And I kept on praying, but the Lord said, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. But I kept on praying, and the Lord kept repeating. And I'm happy to know if you're part of God, He's going to keep on until He gets your attention. I'm happy for that. That's a good father. My father would tell me not to go out in that road. And I'm sure he loved me enough, he's not going to turn his back, but he's going to keep driving it until he get my attention. So the Lord kept saying, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. And I'm laying there, and in my spirit, I was saying, well, Lord, I look at that. So when I got up, prayer was over, and I was beginning to look over, amen, that particular scripture in the Gospel of John. And there I saw where, amen, where the Greeks, amen, they worship idols, and there was athletes, amen, there was great in art, amen, there was idol worship. Amen. But they heard how Jesus did this miraculous thing for us, raising a man from the grave that was dead for 4 days. Amen. Amen. The body's already started decaying. But they heard. See, that's why I thank God in this hour. Not only should we hear, amen, have an ear to hear, amen, but we're having a heart to receive. Amen. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, but hearing what? Hearing the word, present day truth for your day. Amen. Not know the commenter, but the word for your day. If you want the rapture, amen, hearing the word for our day. What Luther had was good. What Wesley had was good. And all these other men of God was good. But God sent us a messenger in this hour, amen, to point us in the right direction. Amen. So on my knees, I was praying. And when I sat up, I was reading. Amen. And amen. And the next day I went to work. The next day when I got home, I began to look over some things and, you know, really seeing what the prophet said. Amen. Concerning a corn of wheat. And this is what he said in the message and why in 1962. And I found out it's so important. And my heart really bleed because I see people come to church and so many are really not getting it. They're really not getting it. And before we could see him, there's got to be a death. A death of what? There's got to be a dying. There's got to be a dying. I got to die. Ain't no way I see my God in peace being in this shape. I got to die my ways, my idea, my thoughts. Amen. My old cultural way of my thinking. All of them got to die. And I thank God. But the prophet of God is right here. He said, Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. And if the people don't want to die, you want to be religious. So you accept an intellectual conception of it. And then when you do that, you're still dead in your sin and trespass. And that's what makes people act and do the way they do, because the spirit that's in them dominates their life. Oh, bless the Lord. And I begin to think, you know, you look at around the great message of the hour. You see people that say they are in the message, but you see sometimes it makes you wonder sometimes. And, you know, because I believe that this message is Christ, and I believe that it'll conduct you to have the right love for your fellow man. I believe it'll make you walk right. I believe that it'll make you talk right. So I realized what God was telling me. He was telling me, if you want to see me, then you got to die. You got to die. You got to let those things go. And I'm happy to know that. Amen. Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. And my story, I think about when disciples, and before we go there, we thought about what Paul said in Philippians 3 and 10. He said, amen, how that if you want to know him, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to know God through my suffering. A lot of times we come to church, but people don't want to suffer. They don't want to go through things. They don't want to be persecuted. But I believe persecution, amen, brings a revelation. I believe sometimes we get let down. It'll teach you. It's almost like an oak tree. And the stronger the wind blow, the more the tree, the roots begin to get deeper. And I thank God for every trial that I go through, because it makes me get closer to the Lord. And as we were saying, you know, I thank God for people around around this message, people got good heart. People have good intention, but they're going in the right direction, in the wrong direction. Amen. I see so many turning back. I see so many say that this message ain't right. It ain't so much the people, but it's the spirit of the age. Oh, my God. So you ought to be grateful to thank God that that spirit hasn't attacked you. You ought to thank God that God elected you in this hour to be that predestinated daughter or son of God. You ought to bring this roof down tonight. You ought to shout for joy. I said, I thank God that we in a church, amen, just not true, but we got spirit and truth. You ought to thank God tonight. You ought to be the most happy people in Hickory, North Carolina. You ought to shout for joy and say, thank God, I'm in the right direction. The way I'm going, I will see Jesus in peace. The way I'm going, I will have a body change. Oh, praise God. A supper week, fall into the ground and die. I thank God for my suffering. I thank God for my letdown. Because God builds character. And character without power, what? It's satanic. Amen. A lot of people don't have power. And the sad thing about it, you know, we could be in church, and I'm sure in church, you know, everybody's going to put on their best. Amen. Everybody going to be kind, and God bless you, my sister, and God bless you, pastor, and talking real kind. But if that's the real you, is that what you take home? Are you hearing me? And I think about that wife, you know, Brother Andy, how she could talk to the pastor. Pastor Barry, God bless you. You talk kind to your pastor, amen. But when you get your husband home, do you have the same attitude? Are you hearing me? See, that's the thing about it. Lord, let me live in the church. Let me treat my wife the same way I would treat that precious sister or that precious brother. That's when you know you're dying. Set the corner, we fall into the ground and died. I thank God for every trial. But I was just thinking when I was on my knees praying, when God began to speak to me, amen. And I remember so well, amen. If you don't mind me telling, I started ministering when I was 23. Amen. But God waited until I was 54 and things started happening. He said, what you mean, Brother Chisholm? I got to a crossroad, and I'm not ashamed to tell this, but because I thank God. I came to a crossroad in my life, and I'm not going to hold you long tonight. And maybe you had that crossroad, but I came to a place in my life. Amen, Brother Coffin, I came to a place in my life. I believe that this message was true. I believe, but I had a Pentecostal, amen, way of looking at things. But see, God wanted me to die completely from Pentecost. God wanted to bring me to a new day. Are you hearing me? God wanted to bring me into a revelation. Amen. Who Christ is. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I was praying, and God began to, amen, I was praying. Now, matter of fact, there wasn't too many doors that was open for me. Here, there, and over there. And somebody asked a question one time. They asked the pastor, said, Pastor, does a man gift make room for him? And he said, sure it does. And I'm sitting in the church like no doors open. And the devil began to pound me and say, see, if God was really with you, doors would be open. And I'm sitting there wondering, and the devil keep pounding. If you was really called of God, you'd be out there on the field. You'd be preaching the gospel. But you know what I did? Through all of that persecution, I held on to my faith. I said, I believe with all my heart. I believe with all my heart. I don't believe God called me here just a warm appeal. But I believe God give this ministry, amen, give the bride a ministry to give her rapture and faith. So I was praying, amen, and on that September the 21st, amen, which was my birthday, amen, 1960, amen, but 2004, I was praying, and I was asking the Lord for an open door. And you know, the Bible said that God knows our thoughts afar off. You know, a lot of times we kneel down to say one thing, but God really knows what's on your heart. He knows your thought afar. Amen. He knows before you can ask a thing. So when I got on my knees to begin to pray, amen, and God knows in my heart, I was getting ready to start complaining. How many of you love to complain? Lord, I'm having a hard time. You don't think he see that? Lord, I'm going through. He the one that let you go through. Lord, I haven't this. Pardon me. But it's no time to complaining. So, believe it or not, now this, I meet God on the day of judgment. I was telling my mom, I was on my knees praying. I was getting ready to start boo-hooing, crying to God. God don't want to hear that. The prophet of God said, amen, that God feel like kicking you around. Do you know he said that? When God gave Moses a position to go and bring the people out, Moses started crying. And when God called you in this hour, he fortified us behind the word. He looked for us to be a super powerful church. God don't look for our head to be hung down. We got to be rough, tough Christians. We got to know how to go against the grain. We got to know how to hold our head up against adversity. And praise God, I was just getting ready to boo-hoo and tell God, Lord, I ain't know how to do. Folks laughing at me. And as soon as I got on my knee, God came with a strong rebuke. First thing God said, where are your children? And I'm saying, my God, they're all in church. So what is your problem? Why are you complaining to me? Why are you crying to me? See, God don't want us to cry. God sees everything. God knows every pain and every sorrow. You know what? When we go through pains and sorrow, I believe with all our heart, God wants us to hold our head up and say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Lord, I thank you for the pain. Lord, I thank you for the disappointment. And you know what? I believe, Brother Mark, God could take his arm and fold it and say, that's my child. That's my son. They're going against adversity. But when I got on my knees to pray, God rebuked me. And brother, sister, I got up from there. And when I got up from there, and from that day, 2014 until 2018, I don't care what I come up again, I'll never go in that room again, in that room before my Lord and complain to him. I learned how to handle stuff. I learned how to tell God, thank you anyhow. I learned how to say, Lord, I thank you. A lot of time we complain. We think we're having it hard. You know, many of time we think we're having a hard time. I remember one day, oh, bless the Lord. I remember one day, amen, I was going to the grocery store. And as I was driving to the grocery store, this lady was going in the store. And I saw this man sitting beside the door. So in my mind, I already presumed he wanted some money. So I almost embraced myself. And when I began to walk, amen, to the grocery store, amen, this lady spoke to him and asked him how he was doing. He said, pretty good, just a little pain every once in a while. So I just say, okay, he getting ready to ask me for a couple of dollars or even 50 cents. But when the lady got out of plain view, I looked, the man didn't even have no legs. And sometimes we complain because we got a little pain. You ought to thank God that you're alive and well tonight. You ought to thank God that you're able to sit in a warm chair. Amen. And sometimes it may come to a day you may not be sitting in a warm chair. But you ought to thank God that the glory of God visited your people tonight. We ought to be happy tonight. We got a lot to thank God for. You got something. Some of you older folk know how the revival go on. A lot of people, I have met people that have been in the mess. They look at some of the churches now where they say they're having a revival. Sometimes you make you wonder. My God. But you know what? In order to have a revival, the people got to call for a revival. The people got to want God. I'm not going to hold you long. But you got to come to church. Oh, I'm going to see Jesus tonight. And I'm afraid that's why you don't hardly see no healing no more. That's why you look, God is here. God is here. Healing you, that is God's business. That is what he does. You say, brothers and children, I'm going through financial problems. That is what he does. God on every bank there. God got a cattle on 1,000 hills. So he wants us to come to church with an open heart and say, Lord, I need help tonight. But let me tell you what, Church of the Living God, I'm not ashamed, but preaching all those long years, I came to a place in my life. I was at a crossroad. I was at a crossroad. And I'm not ashamed, Brother Mark, to be in a ministry. I was at a crossroad. I know I believe this message, but I came to a conjunction. I believe what it was. I was dying from the old things, and God was bringing me into a new revelation. Are you hearing me? So that day, that particular day, we was at church, and I beg God, you don't do that. Yeah, if you do, you may not come back. But we was in church, and we were worshiping God. And my pastor came out. I'm not ashamed to tell it. May it be a testimony to you. My pastor came out praising God. But you know, you could be sitting in church, praising the Lord and really ain't there. And you know, sometimes I try to pull my heart out to get into the right channel to pick up somebody's thoughts. You know, I think about 9/11 when those planes hit those buildings. Come on, be honest. You had no idea those buildings was coming down to zero ground. They said that there was bomb that was planted in the inside of those buildings over months of time. So when the plane hit, the bomb goes off. And you look at those buildings, had no idea them buildings was coming down. And I want to say tonight, you got people sitting in here at the crossroad knowing that they need Christ. But they don't ask for help, brother. And they feel like they're all right because they go to Brother Coffin Church. Are you hearing me? And see, I was up in Alaska, and a brother said, you know what? He said, I thought I could go into the rapture holding my pastor's coattail. That'll never happen. If you don't get the same revelation that your pastor got, you won't go. Everybody got to die. Oh, my. Everybody got to die. You got to die. I got to die. Everything got to die. Somebody told Brother Brandon, say, it's a shame how you killed those animals. Amen. Brother Brandon said, let me tell you what, everything has to die. Everything has to die. Amen. The house that you're living in, it was a once upon a time, it was a tree. The tree had to die. Are you with me? That meat you eat, something had to die. In order for you to live again, you got to die. Are you happy tonight? Oh, my. I believe this is age. I believe there's a dying. I believe there's need to be a slaying. I really do. I think there's some thing in my life, Brother Mark. I came to this crossroad, and my pastor, amen, was getting ready to have service. And I looked at my wife. I was at that conjunction. Sister, I was at that. And you never thought, Brother Chisholm, I don't care how hard you preach. Anybody could preach up on the anointing. But are they there? I could sing the building down, but I'm there. Or I'm just under the anointing. Oh, God, help us tonight. Lord, search my heart tonight. I want to know, God. I want to know without a shadow of doubt that I have what it takes to make this rapture. Are you hearing me? I want to know. Not just, Lord, if you come right now, will I be ready? Do I really have my suitcase packed? Do I have everything it takes to cross over on the other side? But I got to this place, Brother Mark. My pastor was on the other end of the building. He was praising the Lord. I look at my wife. I said, honey, I'm gone. She said, where are you going, Isaiah? I'm not ashamed. I said, I'm gone, honey. I came to a place in my life. I didn't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Brother Tom. What am I supposed to do? I cannot impersonate the third pool. I need help. You can't impersonate the life of Christ. He's got to be in there. He's got to be on the throne room of your heart. But I got to die first. And I look at my wife. I said, Brother Coffin, I said, I'm going. And I went outside and got in my little truck. And I went home and got in my bed. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. But I came to a crossroad. I can't go no further. And I'm afraid. How many ministers that stood in here, been at those same crossroads, but they want you to think that everything is all right. They want you to think that their marriage is on the top of the hill. Let me tell you what, to get where you're going, there's got to be a battle. There's got to be persecution. But I thank God and I'm willing to die. And brothers, sisters, when I went home, and from that day to this day, I feel like there's a brand new unit. But you know what I had to do? I had to die. When I completely died, gave up. I didn't want to die. Nobody wants to die. There was a sister in our church, amen, some years ago. She loved to hear about the serpent seed. And a lot of people love mystery. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. A lot of people love a lot of knowledge, but nothing wrong with that. But I realized what people really need is the baptism of the Holy Ghost down in their soul. I'm talking about this Holy Ghost will make you love your mother-in-law. This Holy Ghost will make you love your boss man on the job. I'm talking about this Holy Ghost will make you put your arms around your enemy. And I'm afraid it's a lot of people is not there. But that, now I'm telling you the truth. Just because we're in a message church, that don't give you the Holy Ghost. Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? I don't care if you got long hair. God bless you. I don't care if you're dressed to the floor. The devil don't care nothing about that. Brother Bear, there was a church one time. Brother Dig told me that he'd been at the church. This secondhand information. But he'd say he'd been at the church with his sister, been going to church for 13 years. And everybody looked up to her. Oh, what a sister of God. And when he began to preach up on the anointing, she'd come up to the altar crying. He said, sister, what do you need? She said, she's been doing drugs for 13 years. But you look at her, you never thought that. What it is, people don't want to die. They want to hold on. Lord, I want to give up everything. I want to say, Lord, if I need to tighten up on this, I tighten up. I said, Lord, if I need to pray more, I pray more. Lord, if it takes giving up this, I give up this. Because when I come to church, I want to see Jesus. How many of you want to see him tonight? You know where he's at? Look next to you. There he is. There he is. Amen. It's Christ inside of you. You sit inside Jesus. You sit inside Jesus. He's in flesh again. Not just in William Brown, but he's tabernacling in flesh again. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. But those Greeks, they wanted to see him. Oh, my. And I can imagine Philip and Andrew. Amen. Perhaps those brothers, Brother Mark out there taking care of business. And all of a sudden, these Greeks walk up. And I'm sure these Greeks were very renowned men, very smart. And under the disciples, there was a man with great swelling word. But I could imagine when those Greeks walked up. Amen. I could imagine when Philip and Andrew, one of the brothers, began to say, sir, what is wrong? They said, we want to see Jesus. And I wonder tonight, do you want to see him? And I told, as I had Brother Donnie and many churches the first of the year, a lot of people say, you know, Brother Chisholm, this year I'm going to do a new resolution. Huh? I'm going to turn over a new leaf. But I found out the leaf that people are turning over is the same leaf that they turned over the year before. It just keeps, there's got to be a change. Yeah, the attitude got to go. No, no, you can't have no fly loose temple. That thing got to die. That's right. The Holy Ghost changed all that. You know, a lot of times people think they can fly out to hell and go to heaven. That ain't going to work. It's got to be a death. It's got to be a burial. Until I see him working inside of me, then I'm not happy. I want him to get a hold to me. I think the prophet of God said in the church age book, I think the saints of God never saw Martin, I think, fly loose. Never seen Martin. And he didn't have the full word, Brother Mark. Now we got the full word. We got everything that we need. So I said, God, help me. I want to see you. This year I want to see more of you, oh God. I want to see you in my walk. I want to see you in my talk. I want to see you in my attitude. God know my desire. God know, Brother Chisholm, this 2018, I want to die some more. I'm not going to hold you long. How many of you willing? Say, Lord, I got some more things about me. I just don't like. I'm raising both hands. The preacher got both hands up. I got some things about me. I know I wasn't born this way. That's why to take a new birth. A new birth. So when those Greeks, amen, came up in the presence of those disciples, and I thank God, the reason I told you, you ought to thank God that you got a pastor. Are you hearing me? Thank God you got a man of God that knows where he's going. Everybody don't know where they're going. Oh, it's a sad thing to follow a man, he don't even know where he's going himself. How he going to tell you about love and he don't have love? I'm sure if your pastor preaches you about love, there have been times he had to go against the R and he had to love people that did him wrong. That's why Paul could say, hey, amen, you got to have love, because Paul didn't always love. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, you say, Lord, help us tonight. Those Greeks wanted to see, so they came to the disciples. And I love so well, Brother Mark, these disciples, them brothers got together in unity. You know what makes me sick sometimes around this great message? This wanted to be the big man. You know, Brother Brown said, I believe when I'm going, somebody's going to take this platform. And you could see all the ministers rushing up. Well, Brother Brown is talking about me. No, he wasn't. He said, the one that's going to take this platform is Christ. There ain't no eighth day prophet. There's no but one prophet, and he's dead and gone. But God is raising up a fivefold ministry to perfect the saints. That's right. It's got to be a fivefold ministry, not a take ministry, not a return ministry, but men are in flesh, amen, led by the hands of God to give to people rapture and faith. Rapture and faith. We got to get enough faith, amen, that we can speak a world and go live in it. They want to see. So when those Greeks, those disciples, they was ignorant. Not all of them. Amen. But they knew exactly where Jesus lived. I'm coming on down, saints. Just bear with me. They knew exactly where Jesus lived. Let me tell you what. That's why we need to pray. Pray for your pastor. I just feel this in my heart. Pray for your pastor. Because there, he got to be led of God. Pray for your dad. Don't look at him as a dad. He's my pastor. Pray for him. God, keep him out there. Because if the enemy could attack him and get him off. But you ought to thank God the man is sold out to stay with the word. And that's what I like when I was here. My wife and I, we saw it over there. It was right during the time of the eclipse. And I listened at the pastor as he began to tell. He didn't put his own interpretation. You know, a lot of times people, and folks, that's what they want to hear. They want to hear, by the time the cliff come, amen, the world going to rapture, going to do this. And you get people all excited. They can start selling this and selling that, amen, trying to get things right and loving those that they ain't always loved. Then we still hear. Then you find out those people go back, but not Brother Coffin. He said only what the message said and the Bible. You ought to thank God for that. You ought to be grateful tonight to know, amen, that you're going in the right direction. So this is what I want to bring out in my whole thing. When those disciples took those Greeks in the presence of Jesus, when those Greeks looked in the eyes of Jesus, I'm just cutting it down. When they looked in the eyes of Jesus, I can imagine when Jesus turned around and looked in their faces, he never mentioned one time, while y'all coming here, did y'all hear that I raised Lazarus? Are you here because Jairus' daughter? Are you heard about I fed 2,000 with 5 little fish and 2 little bread? No, he wasn't interested in none of that. And I'm afraid a lot of time we try to get people to a church, but you're not getting people to Christ. Yeah, that's why people act the way they're acting, because people come to a building, but they don't never get Christ. If I can't preach nothing else, I want to go back to my ABCs. Always believe Christ. You must have the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the sealing comes in the evening time. Amen. I don't know about you, but I thank God. I thank God for the sealing. I thank God there's something inside of me that's driving me. But not one time. Jesus wasn't interested. Watch this right here. But then Jesus wasn't interested. He never did say it. Nothing about him. What he immediately said. He said, the hour is come. Get ready, musician. He said, the hour is come. Jesus began to talk about the hour is come where they're going to crucify me. Never mentioned nothing about his ministry. Because that wasn't important. Because he know if he would explain to those Greeks would have looked at him and said, oh, you man of God. You are a very small fella. See, that wasn't important. He wanted to get them to Calvary. And Brother Mark, I'm afraid that's what happened. Many of them come out of the system, but they never enter into. Redemption has 2 parts to it. There's a coming out and there's a going into. Oh, bless God. I thank God that God chose me to go into. And I'm pressing with everything inside of me. I'm going to press that I see him face to face. But Tom, I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be left behind. I want an absolute. I wanted to be perfect within myself. I wanted to be limited in His power. I wanted to know without a shadow of doubt. I'm not living off somebody else's revelation. I'm not getting warned by somebody else's anointing. But I want to know that I know that I know that I have what it takes to make this rapture. Oh, bless the Lord. You ought to be happy tonight. But Jesus, His second word that He said, the hour has come. And He said, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. So what God is saying, in order for you to see me, you got to die. You got to die. I'm going to do something a little different. Sister, I just want the piano player to come up. Just play something soft for me as we minister. The musician, just come up. And I want to finish this right here. But I want this to soak. Come on, just play for soft. For, I want you to listen to this right here. But Lord kind of really showed me. Come on, all the musicians, come on. We're closing. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to leave you with this thought because you can't tell it all. But I just want to share with you. People need to say, Lord, I know I need to die. While saying, Lord, I know I need to die. It is hard for me to accept my husband as my head. I need to die. But I thought about, just play something softly for me. How about the song, Just Touching Jesus, That's All Really Matter. In the key of F. Hallelujah. Just touch Jesus tonight. That's all that really matter. I could say a lot, but I want to say this. And I want this to stick with you. About a month ago, I was at this house praying. Late at night, trying to. It was kind of before I got a job. I was kind of working for myself, trying to make ends meet to take care of my family. And I fell asleep in my truck. But when I was awakened, Brother Andy, this is what God showed me. God said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. And I'm going to ask you tonight, are you that corn? Are you that wheat tonight? Well, we got to die. Because Jesus knew, telling those Greeks about Him, present tense, it wouldn't have done a bit of good. He knew in order for them to see Him, you got to go to Calvary. There was a man one time, went to a museum, and he saw different paintings of pictures and statues. And look at some of the fine art. Cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But there's one particular picture. And he began to look at the picture, and the man began to explain to him, so that was a picture of our Lord and Savior. That was Jesus on the cross. And the man says, well, how much did you pay for that picture? He said, it cost a amount of money. He said, what an artist. He said, sir, that picture is not made to stare off, stand off and stare at. It made to, and when you walk up to it, and when you walk up, there's a sign that says, kneel down and look up. And the man began to read, kneel down and look up. What a painting. But you need to kneel down and look up. So he said, what's the use? You know how sometimes you have selfish, you don't want to die, but he said, kneel down and look up. It was a painting or a statue of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You need to kneel down and look up. And I found out, amen, the most powerful weapon that you can ever get a hold to God is get on your knees and say, Lord, I don't have everything it takes. I got some shady deals still about me, Lord. I got some wishy ways about me. Lord, I got some attitude that I know is not right. I got some stinking attitude. Jesus knew that those Greeks had to die. He knew that they was born in sin. He knew that Adam sold them into slavery. He knew there had to be a death. Sometime, maybe tonight, you may be saying, that's just Brother Chisholm. I hear Brother Anderson say, it's hard to see God in flesh. I don't believe God sent me here. I was saying, Lord, what should I speak tonight? And the Lord began to tell me, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. So the man looked. He said, what's the use? Paid too much for that picture. But he won't call, sir. He said, sir, you got to kneel down and look up. He said, that painting? Sir, kneel down and look up. Oh my, it's hard to die. So what he did, he goes up to the picture with an attitude. You cannot come to Christ with an attitude. You got to have an open heart. He said, Lord, I need help in this area. I need help, God. I'm not ashamed to say, I got some problems. Lord, I'm in this mess, but I got some problems still hanging around me. I get caught up in things. I still talk about people when I should be praying for them. Lord, don't let me get in those groups. Lord, don't let me get in camps in the church, this camp and that camp. But let everybody be my brother. What you need to do is kneel down and look up. So the man said, what's the use? Whatever. And he decided that he was going to kneel down. When he dropped down, he looked up. And when he looked up in the face of that picture, it was my Lord, your Lord, hanging on that cross. And when he looked up, he said it felt like it paralyzed every bone in his body. There he began to weep. There he began to cry. If you could ever think about what Jesus suffered. Jesus suffered that I wouldn't be lost. Jesus went all the way to that cross. And I'm not going to let nothing hinder me. But when I was awoken in that truck, early in the morning, I called my wife. I said, honey, guess what God just showed me? It just came right before me. I said, for corn of wheat, for the coffee fall in the ground and die, is abides alone. And what I saw was, I imagine a farmer got a shiny bucket. And he got wheat, grain in that bucket. That's you in that bucket. That's me in that bucket. And in that bucket, those wheat and corn, I could imagine they're having a good time. And a lot of times we have good time. No, don't go through no trial. Don't want no letdown. Don't want to be hurt. Just want to be in a shiny bucket. Just want to come to church and just enjoy life and go on vacation. But never want to get down on your knees and die. Lord, this year, let me die. Don't let me leave this way, Lord. Let me die. And I saw with this farmer, he got the wheat in that bucket, those seeds in that bucket. That's you. That's me. And I can imagine them wheat in the bucket might have had a good time. And I'm just paraphrasing. They might have said, wonder where he's taking us. And this farmer walking out in the field. And then we began to talk. Said, wonder where he's taking us. Where he's carrying us. And they began to say, oh my, he's going to a field. God got a purpose in his mind. And as this farmer walked to the field, and when he reached his hand in there, I could imagine those wheats in terror. Those wheats, amen, began to cry and say, what is he getting ready to do? And sometimes God will grab you, will take you away. You would say, Lord, wait a minute. How are you handling me? You know, I'm not supposed to go through these things. I'm not supposed to. I preach, Brother Mark, sometimes I preach too hard to go through these trials. Why did these spirits have to attack my home? So like the hard I preach, the enemy say, if I can't get his wife, I get his children. But you know what? I'm not going to stop for nothing. I'm going to keep that much preaching. I'm going to preach Calvary because that's what it's going to take for people to make it. You got to go to Calvary. You got to go to Calvary. You can't have a bunch of knowledge. I've found out over the years, I've heard people can tell you what page the prophet said this, paragraph. They can tell you everything, but they got attitudes. What good is it? What good is it to preach a dynamic sermon and get a line from here to the highway and you fall out in the spirit? But when I go back home, I got attitude towards my own wife. What good is that? I'm just a tinkling cymbal and a sounding brass. I believe in this hour, amen, when I move, I want the power of God to be in my life. I want the devil to know when I hit the podium, I mean business. That's right. If it don't, Brother Barry, I stop. I might as well stop because I'm fooling myself, Brother Mark. I want to see the same power that was with William Branham. The same power that was with Apostle Paul. Irene and Samar. I want the same results. Well, sometimes God will take you and he'll twist your arm. Oh, my God. Don't sometimes we tell him, Lord, you're twisting my arm too tight. God, Lord, you're twisting my arm. Lord, he know what he's doing. If it takes breaking your arm, God be merciful. He knows what it takes. How many thank God for? He'll send some trials in your home sometime. He know what it takes. I can imagine that farmer reaching that bucket. He began to get that weed. I can imagine that weed said, what is it? What is he doing with me? Why do you got to beat me? Why I got to be the only one to go through this? Why everybody else doing good? No, it's that weak time to go in the field. It's time for that wheat to go into the ground and die. Oh, bless the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, grab a hold to me, God. Let this be the year, Lord. Let me completely die rotten. Oh, glory to God. Maybe this not cross over to you, but I tell you one thing before we get on the other side. It's got to be a complete death. I think there's too many people living in this mess. I think there need to be a slave. Amen. When the last time there'll be a boo-hoo and a crying and calling out to God. A lot of time people come to church and they could just come to hear a good sermon and go back the same way. No more brownie eyes. No more tears dropping no more. God have mercy. Brother Andy, I remember them days, brother. But you know what? God said, I will restore. That farmer grabs that wheat. And he picks it up. So what is he doing? I know he's not going to put me on that ground. Oh, no. I know God's not going to let me go through this. Oh, no. My family. Oh, no. We are part of this family. God don't care nothing about your family. But when God pick you to carry you through, it's your time. And I thank God. Whatever he takes me through. And that farmer takes that weed and he throws it on the ground. Sometimes God will let you go through your trial. And you think you're going to go through your trial easy. Sometimes God will throw you down. Say, Lord, you just throw me down. That's just what he meant to do. You know why? Because he wanted to work on our attitude. Are you hearing me? And when he put you in the ground, I can imagine that wheat said, oh, no. I know. I know he's not getting ready to put that dirt over me. That's just what he's getting ready to do. Because he's getting ready to bury you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Lord, bury me. I was preaching that Brother Don, and a sister come running up to the altar. She said, Brother Chilton, you just preached my funeral. And I hope tonight somebody is dying. I hope tonight somebody said, now that preacher is telling nothing but the truth. And some of you got too, you're too proud. That's why some of the, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It just was not for homosexuality, but it was a lot of proudness. Help me to die. And when God puts you in that ground, when God puts that dirt over you, and you're down in that ground, and you can't move, that's just the way he wants it to be. You can't hardly breathe. And you begin to say, I'm dying. That's just what he wants. And I thank God. This hour, I believe that this hour of a lot of slaves. I believe with all my heart. There's too many living. My God. I come to church. I want to see him. I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. I don't know. I don't think none of y'all was old enough to be in the prophet meetings. No. But you know, I'm closing. I met some of the saints. Brother Ed Biscuit, he said, Brother Chisholm, he said, no offense. He said, I've been in the prophet meetings. He said, when the prophet walks up to the podium, it's a good evening, my friend. That was his way of worshiping. But he said, good evening, my friend. Don't even have to say nothing. But he had such a life that was so reverent. And when he walked to the podium, it said, you could feel the anointing that's blowing over the church. It said, it was like wind blowing over a wheat field. But now when we come to church, people can't hardly wait to get out because they got things to do. Why can't we get to a place and say, Lord, let this be the night. and I'm trying to reach some people because I was at a church preaching one time and had no idea I was preaching until I tapped into it. I said, sister, you're not going to commit suicide. She was going through marriage problems. I want to tell you tonight, it's time to die. I'm looking at me. It's time to die. Yes, yes. I want to see him. I want to see God in my life. I want to see the power. I want to see the power of his resurrection. Do you love him? What's that song, Touching Jesus? Touching Jesus. That's all that's really matters. And your life. The same. There is only one way. How many of you know what that way is? Hallelujah. Just believe. It just believe. When you call his name. Touching Jesus. That's all. And your life, how many of you believe that tonight? Oh, and only one way to touch you. Just play the music. Just play the music. While you stand, just keep playing. I was just thinking about this, and I said, Lord, should I say this? But I want to leave you this as well. It's not going to be long. I thought of a story some years ago. There was this man, the father and his son, his only son. They had a job, Brother Tom. They build bridges. They do a lot of draw bridges. And, amen. And the father and the son left home that day. The husband kissed his wife goodbye. And the son, he said, Mommy, we'll see you after a while. So they go to that big job, that big drawing bridge. Only the father and his son. And as the son, that particular day, he had to go down in the lower parts of the bridge. Amen. It was a drawbridge. And as the bridge was drawn up, because great big ships go through, but there was a train track, a train that goes over. So the bridge was led up that particular day. And they go by the schedule that particular day. No train was to come by. Are you with me? And as they were working on the bridge, the father was on top of the hill looking over his drawing. Oh, it was a beautiful sunny day. And his son was way, way down to the bottom working on those gears. And the father began to cry to his son. Said, son, how's things looking? He said, oh, father, things are coming together. He said, that's great, my son. He said, just in a little bit, we'll be going home to mama. Amen. Supper will be ready. Amen. And I could see the son just keep on working. He said, Father, I'm almost finished. Oh, my. And time go on. All of a sudden, the father, amen, looking over his drawings. And as he began to just look around, he could look way, way down the track. He see the train coming, just charging down the track. Hundreds and hundreds of people on that train. Some, amen, living shabby life. Some living all type of life, but it was on that train. And that train was charging towards that bridge that was led up. Brother Andy and the father, he began to look. And when he looked, he said, oh my goodness, there's got to be a mistake. He looked at his schedule. There was no train to come. There's got to be a problem. So he goes over to the hole and looked down in the hole. He said, my son, come up out of the hole. There's been a mistake. There's a train coming. And the son said, oh, father, oh, father, oh, father, I'm coming, father. And as the son tried to come out of the hole, as he was climbing up with his harness on, Brother Tom, as he was climbing up to the top, he was almost to the top, but he got hooked up. And as he pulled, he couldn't move. And I think about my Lord and your Lord. Jesus came to a time he didn't want to drink of that cup. But I thank God he drank of that cup. Oh, bless the Lord tonight. Oh, bless the Lord tonight. I'm happy in my soul because I feel like God is happy tonight. But as that son was coming to the town, and the father said, "Son, hurry up." And that train charging down the track with full speed of head. And the father looked as the train get closer. The father, he had the switch where he could hit the switch and the drawbridge would let down. So he looked at the switch and he looked at his son. Oh my God, he had a choice. Either he killed his son or they let those people live. People that he don't even know. Are you hearing me? People that he don't even know. Oh my God. There was a time we didn't even know God. There was a time we wasn't even worshiping God. But I thank God for Calvary. Son, as he began to come up, he said, "Father, Father, I'm stuck." He said, "My son." He said, son. And the train coming. And the father began to say, "I got to make a choice." You know what he did? He walked over. Brother Coffee walked over as he began to cry. And you know what he did? He pulled that switch. When he pulled that switch, tons of steel came down, crushing his son. And he could hear his son, "Father! Father!" But then how will you feel? Your only son. Your only son. Sometimes it comes a place in life you got to make a choice. The only thing I'm saying, prepare yourself. There's coming a time you're going to have to make a choice. There's going to come a time you're going to have to walk away. But you're going to have to know him. And when he pulled that lever, that bridge came down. When it came down, that train charged across. And that father sitting there crying. And when the train crossed over, the people that was on the train, they began to look out of the window. This little boy told his father, say, "Why is that old man out there crying?" "I don't know, son. I don't know. It's not our problem." But they kept on going. And had no idea that man killed his only son. Oh, my God. And I think about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, God loved his son so much, Brother Mark, that he turned his back on his only son. Even nature took a tumble. Even the sun turned and refused to shine. The sun said, "Oh no, I can't see my creation die." Earth took a tumble. Nature changed. My Lord, your Lord, died on the cross. And it's all I can give to him. God won't worship. God wants us to enter into worship this year. Glory to God. God wants us to enter into a place. God wants us to go beyond the veil. And once you go beyond the veil, where Aaron rod bud, they, oh my God, what a revival. God help us this year. Somebody say it with me. Lord, help us this year. Help us this year to die. I'm asking, Lord, Lord, let me die. How many can say, "Lord, if there's anything in my closet that's not right, Lord, kill me all the day long. Give me the key of health." Jesus, keep me near the cross. Oh, there the presence. Oh, free. Free to all the healing stream. Lord, just let it flow. Just let it flow, Lord. Lord, let me go to Calvary. Let me go to Calvary tonight, Lord. Oh, in the cross. Till my
perfect soul shall find rest beyond the river. Hear the cross, the trembling soul, the hand mercy found me. There the bride and morning star shed its beams around me.
Sing it now.
Oh, in the cross, oh, in the cross, oh, be my
spoken to tonight. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chisholm, for the wonderful message. Amen. Why don't we just worship Him for a little while and just spend some time in His presence. I'd like to sing that song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, please do not pass me by.
Sing it with all your hearts now.
Till I'm crying, Savior, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry.
If you've got a need, just reach out to Him. I believe He'll touch you tonight.
Oh, why on others thou art calling? Oh, do not pass me by.
Verse 2.
Find a sweet relief. Oh, kneeling there in deep contrition.
Now, Lord Jesus,
I'm crying, Savior, oh, blessed Savior, hear my humble
Once again, sing Savior, hallelujah, I'm crying Savior, oh blessed Savior, hear my now. Just have a word of prayer as we're dismissed. Heavenly Father, it's been good to be in your presence tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your precious word, Lord God. Father, I pray that we would take this to our heart, Lord Jesus. Father, we want you to come in, Lord, and search our hearts, God. Lord, let us die out to our will and our way, Lord Jesus, as a brother spoke. Lord, thank you for that precious word, Lord, which touched my heart, Lord Jesus. God, I don't want this year to be the same as last year, Lord God. Lord, I want to be different, Lord Jesus. Father, I want to be changed and renewed, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray you come into my life, Lord God. Lord, ignite that fire, Lord Jesus. Father, I want to worship you with all of my heart. I don't want to be like the rest of this world, Lord Jesus. Father God, I'm going to give you the glory, Lord Jesus. While the rest of the world is screaming for some football player or race car driver, God, I'm going to give you the glory because you deserve it, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of this praise, Lord Jesus. God, I want that in my life, Lord Jesus. I want that in my church, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I want that in my family, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, Lord Jesus. Father, come down, Lord, and search our hearts. Cleanse us, I pray, Lord Jesus. Bless the ministry, Lord Jesus. Bless our brother, Lord, as he travels home, Father. I pray that you touch his family, touch his life, Lord. Whatever his needs may be, God, I pray that you would meet him, Lord Jesus. Lord, go with each and every one as we travel to our homes, God. Bring us safely back into your presence once again. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You are free to be dismissed as you please. Amen. Why don't we sing that song, The More That I Surrender?
The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more he takes control. Oh, the more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load, the more that I release my cares. Yes, Lord, the more he takes control, the more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up.
Now,
the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. Oh, the more that I release my cares, the more he takes control.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. And if temptations round you gather, just breathe that holy name in prayer. Oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet.